suffer many times. At the end of the ages, to do with sin by the second. And after that, to face judgment. So Christ has sacrificed. Second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation.
good news that Jesus proclaims in the book of Mark. He preached on the first message I shared with you about Jesus' the kingdom of God is near. That's what Mark says. Jesus goes around three different things. First, the kingdom of God is all around us. Second, it's our future hope if we trust in the saving that Liz read the epistle from Paul and finished work of Christ on the cross to be with him in eternity in the kingdom. And it's also that we are called to help make this a little bit more like what it was intended to be if it weren't in rebellion against the king. By loving our neighbors. That's the gospel. That's the good news. It's not if you trust in me, you'll be rich or disease-free. He says people will revile you and hate you on his account. And we see that in some news over the last few weeks, whether they're domestic shooting or they're the shooting of Islam. Their view of what God is like in cities like Paris. Most of his disciples, you'll recall, died horribly, probably in prison when he wrote today's epistle. He also wrote to the Philippians, I have learned to be content. I know what it is to be in need and know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me. I pray that when you give to the ministries of Zohar Church, that when you give your offerings to organizations and groups that are doing good work in the world, that you're not doing it to leverage your financial position. You'll get a great return on your investment or to earn your salvation, because neither of these things will work. Jesus said, Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then he says, follow me. Are only grateful responses to what Jesus first did for us as ourselves. But you see, this story in our gospel reading today isn't just about the widow. Let's take a closer look. Mark says, as he taught Jesus, teachers of the law. That's the first thing he said. And then he describes what they do. They like to walk around in their robes. Here's the next thing. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men, clearly. You see, this story in Mark really isn't about encouraging us to give till it hurts. It's not really about that. Now, of course, and we can draw some lessons from that, but what Jesus is really saying by pointing to those crooks that I was just talking about, how they like to devour widows' houses, look at her. She's one of those widows. She's one of their victims. Everything she's got right now. For what? So those crooks can benefit. He knows that she's giving out of faithfulness, but he's also of the temple who, unlike him, don't see it is divine.